This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A U.S. official says Israel has launched a missile strike on Iran overnight. Iran has not confirmed this. Iranian media say an unknown object was shot down over the city of Isfahan, and there were no injuries or damage on the ground. NPR's Rob Schmitz says the strike comes after other exchanges between Israel and Iran.
This is apparently the latest escalation in what has been a tense tit-for-tat that began when an airstrike, which Iran blamed on Israel, killed two Iranian commanders in the country's embassy compound in Syria, April 1st, then followed by an unprecedented missile and drone attack that Iran launched on Israel last weekend, which was largely intercepted.
NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was questioned by reporters last hour about the strike. He would say only that the United States was not involved in any offensive operation. Congress is another step closer to voting on a foreign aid package that includes funding for Israel and Ukraine. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, this comes after lawmakers cleared a hurdle late last night with bipartisan support.
The Rules Committee has traditionally operated as an extension of the Speaker, and legislation is usually advanced in a straight party-line vote. But to advance a foreign aid package, Democrats took the rare step of joining some Republican colleagues in voting yes. Three Republican members voted against the rule, in part out of anger that assistance to Ukraine wasn't paired with border security provisions, as Speaker Johnson had previously pushed to do. The rule will now head to the floor for a full vote of the House. Various pieces of the package are expected to pass with bipartisan coalitions this weekend. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Jury selection resumes today in New York for Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial. 12 jurors and one alternate are seated. Prosecutors and Trump's defense lawyers must choose another 5 alternates. 2 seated jurors were excused yesterday. One of them said she feared she would be publicly identified. March was the 10th month in a row of record-breaking global temperatures. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NPR's Rebecca Hirsch reports that is the second longest streak ever recorded.
Global average temperatures in March were hotter than any previous March going back to 1850, scientists say. The previous 9 months set similar records. This 10-month streak is the second longest on record after a 13-month streak that happened in 2015 and 2016. The cyclic climate phenomenon known as El Niño is partly to blame. Heat records are often set during El Niño conditions, when the water in the equatorial Pacific is warmer, driving up temperatures worldwide. That exacerbates the larger warming trend from human-caused climate change. The current El Niño cycle is waning and is expected to end in the coming weeks. Rebecca Hirscher, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Lawmakers in Maine have passed several gun control bills. This comes 6 months after a gunman killed 18 people in a mass shooting. New bills would require background checks on private gun sales. Another measure requires a 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases. The Maine legislature is controlled by Democrats, but the state has not typically supported gun control legislation. Big tech company Apple says it has pulled Meta's social media sites WhatsApp and Threads from Chinese app stores. It said Chinese cyberspace regulators made the request. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, it's part of a broader policy of censorship in China.
Apple said in a statement sent to NPR that the two apps had been pulled on Friday over national security concerns from China's Cyberspace Administration. The popular encrypted messaging apps Signal and Telegram were also removed from China's Apple App Store. We are obligated to follow the laws in the countries where we operate, even when we disagree, Apple said. For more than a decade, China has also blocked Western search engines, news sites like the New York Times, and most Western social media platforms, meaning within China, ordinary internet users are unable to access Google and Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, among others, unless they use special software to circumvent controls. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
The United Arab Emirates is still recovering from this week's massive rainstorm. A year's worth of rain fell in a single day in the UAE. In nearby Oman, about 20 people were killed by the storms. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.